Philip Semper PF for these urgent care. Today's date is 08/09/2025. Your patient is for Miss Carrie Wallace. Wallace spells W-A-L-L-A-C-E. Carrie spells C-A-R-R-I-E. Date of birth is 06/02/1971. 54-year-old female here for routine follow-up. Here in the next paragraph. A patient has a history of opioid use disorder, is currently in Suboxone, is here for follow-up for this condition and medication refill. She states since her last visit, she has had no need to seek medical, psychological, surgical, or emergency care, and today says she has no complaints. Pre this paragraph, past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history, medication allergies were reviewed and compared to last visit, no changes. Pre this paragraph, physical exam, she's alert-oriented and no acute distress. Vital signs are as follows: O2 sat is 100% at rear, blood pressure is 111 over 74, pulse 87, respiration 18, temperature 98.1, previous paragraph, HENT normal, this paragraph, skin, no abrasions, lacerations, macules or papules, no vesicles or bulli, previous paragraph, extremities, full range of motion, upper and lower extremities, no discomfort, range of motion, she bears weight well with no antalgic gait, previous paragraph. Neural alert oriented times 3, cranial nerves 2, 10 is normal, motor and sensory functions and normal, mood and affect a normal, previous paragraph, assessment and plan, assessment number 1 is opioid use disorder, number 2 medication refill, number 3 amphetamine use. Next paragraph, PMP aware is reviewed, data from PMP aware does not support drug seeking behavior or medication diversion. However, today our drug screen is positive for amphetamines and the PMP aware does not support a prescription for this medication from another provider, period. Our PMP rare reveals only prescriptions of Suboxone from our team, period. Next paragraph. Patient and I had a lengthy discussion about the program and the need for her not to use any other unauthorized substances such as amphetamines. A review of her log shows that she was positive for amphetamine on 3 other occasions. Most recent was on 6/28/2025. Patient and I established the protocol of the program, which include avoidance of all unauthorized substances, particularly if they are not prescribed. Patient says she understands this will be your final warning, as this patient seems to have a trend of migrating to amphetamines while she is on this program. I will see her again in 2 weeks. If she's positive, I will refer her to a specialist for therapy. She was given the opportunity to ask questions. He says she has none. End of the patient.